This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The top federal prosecutor investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol building said on Tuesday he expects indictments will be handed down as soon as this week as the FBI works to track down more than 400 suspects in the sprawling investigation. Acting U.S. Attorney General Michael Sherwin told reporters Tuesday that more than 135 people have been arrested in connection with the attack, which left five people dead and sent members of Congress rushing to safety. To date, only a handful of indictments have been returned against the more than 100 people charged with a range of crimes from minor trespassing offenses to more serious allegations such as assault on police officers. The FBI is investigating whether groups of people may have plotted in advance to storm the Capitol. Sherwin said on Tuesday he expects some will be facing charges of seditious conspiracy. Earlier this month, his office charged three members of the far-right anti-government militia known as Oath Keepers with conspiring ahead of the Capitol siege. Federal officials also said Tuesday that investigation continues into the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and the planting of pipe bombs at both the headquarters of the Democratic and the Republican parties in Washington, D.C. Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted Tuesday against holding an impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump, signaling that he likely has enough votes to secure an acquittal. The House of Representatives voted January 13th to impeach the president over the question of whether he incited the insurrection on the U.S. Capitol building. The vote was 55 to 45 in favor of proceeding with a trial, but only five Republicans in today's vote joined all 50 Democrats. At least 17 Republicans would have to side with Democrats to convict Mr. Trump. This is VOA News.